Thank you very much. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, last night was a great thing to be able to be zochet to hear from Rav Schechter, and today is also a hectic schedule because Be'ezer Hashem, Rav Tversky is speaking at 6 and Nizar Veliev's shiur is at 5. And due to the fact that some of the chevra told me that they would prefer that there was a lot on the Mar Makomos, so I'm going to divide the Mar Makomos of Hilchos Harus 14 into two parts. And one is the halachos. Last week, if you will, was, I guess that's 13, was an introduction to Hakdama to Nosein Tam Lefgam. Today, B'siyata D'Shmaya will be Nosein Tam Lefgam into a Taruvos. Halachos of, obviously we've touched a lot on those halachos, but now we'll get into many more of the details. And Mirtz Hashem, on Monday, what we'll talk about is Nosein Tam Lefgam vis-a-vis Kalim. So we're going, some of the things in the Mar Makomos will jump around. Okay. The Mechaber, at the end of Sif Beis, we read it quite quickly, and Yosef was very perceptive in raising it when we discussed the Ran, raises a detail that comes from a Gemara on Avodah Zarah and Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. I'm not going to go through the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't require any more elaboration. But the Mechaber tells us at the end of Sif Beis, "B'medvar mamurim shepogim mitchilas alat sofa." When do we have this halacha that we discussed last week of Nosein Tam Lefgam being matir? That's only if you have an item that's pogim from the beginning to the end. Avol im hishpiach l'b'sof pogim or pogim l'b'sof hishpiach asur. But if you in any stage of the process, the Nosein Tam Lefgam is not static; it will reach a state of shevach either in the inception, at the inception, or at the conclusion. Then, in such a case, you don't have the din of Nosein Tam Lefgam. So, if it's hishpiach l'b'sof pogim or pogim l'b'sof hishpiach, the halacha is that it's going to be asur. So, this is something that comes up. You have to keep track and make sure that the Nosein Tam Lefgam is mamish Nosein Tam Lefgam from the beginning to the end. Does that mean mamish from the beginning to the end, mamish, or not? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is yes, that needs to be Nosein Tam Lefgam from moment number one until the conclusion. However, the Shach makes an important ta'ara in Siv Katan Zayin, and that is subject to debate. The Shach says, O pogim l'sof hishpiach asur, piresh achar shehishpiach. Says the Shach, what happens if you know that it's going to be mashpiach? However, and now it is in a state of pogim. Avol kodem shehishpiach, mutter. If at this moment it's still pogim, then the entire taruvus is going to be mutter. When is the taruvus going to become asur? Taruvus is going to become asur when it was mashpiach. But if it's still in the state of pogim, even if you know eventually it's going to be mashpiach, the halacha is that's mutter. Af al pi she'efsher she'yishpiach achakach, ki min dehashto pogim hu. In such a case, it's like, he goes on, the case of chasaras melech, which we're going to get to b'siyata d'shmaya today, and he says halacha is that's going to be mutter. The Pri Chadash does not like this. The Pri Chadash strongly disagrees with the Shach, and he holds that the halacha is not this way. If you take a look at Zion in the Be'er Heitev, he quotes the Pri Chadash that disagrees. U'Pri Chadash, Dafke in the parentheses, U'Pri Chadash Cholko, U'Ksavo, Av Kodem She'yishpiach Asur. He holds that even prior to it getting better, it's going to be Asur. What's the Svara of the Pri Chadash? The Pri Chadash is most basic Svara on its simplest level. We're going to go a little bit deeper, B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Pri Chadash's basic Svara is, he holds that at the end of the day, even though right now it's pogum, but eventually it's going to be mashpiach. But even sharper, and therefore you have to look at the self. You could look at it as a question, yeshna mitchil v'ad self or not. But even deeper, there's a more basic question. And this Rav Shechter Shlita quotes from the Rav Zatzal, that the Pri Chadash has even a stronger kasha than the way we just formulated from the Be'er Heitev quoting the Pri Chadash. And that is, if you take a look in Be'ikvei Atzon, right after the Gemara, again, I highly recommend every single, everything that Rav Shechter says is a gem. What he writes as well is, what we're about to quote from Rav Shechter in the Shiurei Arav, Rav Shechter has a beautiful way of getting to the point when he writes as well, not only when he teaches and being able to bring things out with stories and so on and so forth. But even when in Rav Shechter's writing, he gets to the point as well. So you have this Yisod that I'm about to share with you from the Rav Zatzal in the Shiurei Arav, but it's in a much more complicated context. It's also Rav Shechter, but that's his notes from the Shiur. So they ask, the Pri Chadash asks the following strong kasha on the Shach. We'll take a look in the Big Fat Son. We'll do it inside. Shechter's words will speak for themselves. First word in line is Shehu. Uledvarav tzrichim lahavin. According to the Shach, you could ask the following kasha. De'im kein, my time up bishpiach lupsof pogem lo yemutar la'achar zman. If the halacha is that according to the Shach, you always look at the present, okay. So then in the inverse case, hishpiach lupsof pogem, so why is it that the halacha is that's usher? Look at the present. Right now it's pogum. It's pogum. So you look in the present according to Shach. Why is it that the Shach is going to differentiate between when you look in the present when it's pogum l'b'sof ishpiach and therefore mutter, yet if it's ishpiach l'b'sof pogum, it's usher because it was once mashpiach. The fascinating question on the Shach. The bishleim l'das pri chadash v'inish teya pgima b'tchil v'atzof shaper muvan. According to pri chadash, that says you need pgima from b'tchil v'atzof, then it's good. Ach l'das ha-shach d'leka din shekazem e'ezatam esrin v'shpiach l'besof pogum. U'bir v'zem arenu harav Soloveitchik zal, v'kan izvar klal mechudash. And Rav Soloveitchik loved this klal, actually, if I could add in parentheses, to the chagrin of Rav Miller. Rav Miller delineated some problems that he thought in the Lamdus that the Rav wanted to present. But you should know, in our Beis Medrash, this is Rav Soloveitchik used this klal to explain many things. If you take a look at the Shiurei Arav, it repeats itself quite a few times. And the Yisod is the following. De b'chol makom sheyesh taruvas isa v'heter, v'anu rotzim lodun alea sheyisbatel ha'iser berov, de'ein bitul ela b'tchilas ha'taruvas. If you're going to rely on bittul, bittul has to be in the beginning of the taruvas. V'im lo nispatel mitchilas taruvas, al shuv lo yispatel ach la'achar zeh. So this is a massive chiddush l'chumra that the Rav had, that according to some, in this case it will work according to the Shach, you need bittul mitchilas taruvas. So what does that mean in this case? Ein hachanami. If you have pogum l'besofish v'ach and you haven't reached Hishpiach, even though you know it's going to get there, says the Shach, it's mutter. But if you have Hishpiach l'besof pogum, so even though the halach is that technically you could be able to look at it in the present, but since in the Tchilas HaTaruvus there wasn't bittul, then you don't say it. You don't say bittul, it's too late. You always need the mechanic of bittul, the Tchilas HaTaruvus. Again, I will only make reference that Rav Miller Shlita had pointed out many things you're going to have to redefine. I think the Shiurei Arav goes through some of them, that you're going to have to go back and explain differently based on this Chiddush L'Chumra, V'amevin Yavin, what happens if you have Chaticha Rui L'Skabe, different stages in the Taruvas, V'chulei, Dama Shiesh L'Matirin. So in those, you're going to have to go back and explain other things, but this might be the beautiful Lamdus in the Shach and the Pri Chadash, and this is an important shaila. Again, two steps. Number one, let's talk Lamaisa, you always have to be careful. If you're going to use the Heter of No Saint Tam Lufkan, it has to be Pogum Lagamri, from the beginning to the end. The only Tzad Heter you have is the Shach, who says that at the state of Pogum, if it hasn't yet reached the state of Shevach, so then in such a case we'll also have the No Saint Tam Lufkan, and the Pri Chadash disagrees. And to answer all the questions on the Shach, you might need to save us all the Shikul Torah. Rabbi Yom.
Doesn't the Rebbe say that it's just God that once something is usher, you can't just decide it's mutter now?
In other words, you can't go back. You can't go backwards.
It's just a, it's like a nirvana. Like,
right, right.
Usher, yeah,
ain't a chanami. This is the more razzle-dazzle Shach.
36 times. What's
Where did Rav get it from? It's beyond our scope for now. Bli nedar for the base medrash. And I want to keep everything as neat as possible. It's a fair question. Bli nedar for the base medrash. Yes?
Even though it's not only about the beginning or the end, right? Because something could be chozer b'neir and then become usur. That's where the Shach Dafka says it has to be at the current state of pogum. Right?
Correct.
Even though it would be misbatel, when it initially goes in, when it's pogum, if it's so shpiach, that would be chozer. The reason why that would be usur at the end.
You could lump the size in different ways. You could call it a chozer b'neir, or you could say that the din pogum was never a din pogum in the first place.
For the Shach, though, it is right now.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm. Yeah. But you could say it in different ways too. Even you're talking about the shvach state. When it reaches the state of shvach, you could say it in different ways. You could say that it's a chos of an air. You could say it was never entirely pogum in the first place. What you thought was pogum was not. You could be masbird in different ways. Okay. The Ramah. At the end of Sif Beis, I told you we're not going to discuss Kalim today for the lack due to time. We're going to skip the Ramah part that he discusses Kalim, as well as we're not going to be able to get to all the Simon. But the Ramah says an interesting halacha in regards to an item that doesn't have any tam. The Ramah says as follows. The Chaim Bedover, the end of Sif Beis. The Chaim Bedover She'ein Lo Tam Klal. If you have an item that doesn't give off any taste at all, kigon, hayore shematichim bo hadvash, you have a pot that is used to heat up honey, afal pi shiesham ragle hadvorim, even though there are legs of bees inside, lo nesra hayore, in such a case, the pot does not become aser. The pot doesn't become aser. So here there's a technical machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah. The Shach, in an innocent one line, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, says, Ayin li'il simin pei aleph si'if ches. Anybody with a larger Shulchan Aruch can pass me their simin pei aleph? Yosef is closest to me. Thank you very, very much. What the Shach is referring to is as follows, pei aleph ches. He's talking about, we made reference to this in the halachas of insects. In Pei Aleph Ches, we have the following halacha. Dvash devorim mutter. The honey of bees is permissible. Va'afal pisha gufe advarim uravim bo. And even though the bees are mixed up, ukeshem afrishim hadvash mehem mechanu marsichinos an imahen. And when you heat the honey up, the taste of the bees is going to go inside. Nevertheless, mutter mishum davin no saint tam lefkam. It's permissible, thank you, because of no saint tam lefkam. So what the Shach is coming along to poke at on the Ramah, he's giving the Ramah a little bit of a nudge, where he's saying, Ramah, I'm not sure why you said ein lo tam klal, that doesn't have any tam at all. What we have learned in the sugya of bees is that when it comes to bees, the reason why the dvash is going to be mutter is because of no saint tam lifkam. So you should be aware, we have the Shach and the Ramah. I did see that in the Sefer Shiras Hayam, people who know me know that Kitzer books take a while for me to gain my affection, but the Sefer Shiras Hayam has gained my affection. He really does a fantastic job outlining the Shitas. There's a very similar Sefer that I've never spoke to me, but the Shir Sayyam is an excellent, excellent sefer in terms of laying out the Shitos. So in his footnotes, he quotes his Chavrusa or somebody who suggests that maybe the Chiluk is that the Ramah would say back to the Shach that there's a difference between Raglei HaDvorim and the Dvorim themselves. I think I overheard Rabbi Yamin say yesterday that Raglei HaDvorim might be Mamash HaTzamos. Is that what you... Taisus says it? Beautiful. Where's his thesis? Shkoyach. Okay, so then we have to send something to Shiras Hayam. He just suggests from his Chavrusa, Stam Ba'alma, Chiluk, that Ragle Adivorim is considered like Atzamos, and Devorim itself is the... Okay, Yashikot. So I gave you the Maramachim where it is in the Shiras Hayam. He needs your phone number. Okay, so that's... The Talmidim suggested, I can't take responsibility for my dear students, but they claim it's Tosas Sanach Tes Amar Alf, right?
In Avodah Zarah.
Shkoch. Yashikoch. So that works nicely. Beautiful. So that's in regards to that issue with the Devorim. Hayotze Midvareinu is, what did we see from this Ramah? And this is what I want to focus on. And this is going to get us to a lot of halacha lemaisa topics. And that is, a dover she'ein lo tam klal is entirely mutter. If it's a dover she'ein lo tam klal, and according to the Avrechim Ayikarim, what it means is like atzamos, that it doesn't have any taste at all. Beautiful. Okay. Relevant to this is another shach. The shach in Sifkat and Beis. The shach is going back on the words of the Mechaber in the beginning of Sif Beis that said, Afilu pogim ktas, even if it's pogim a little, then let's read the holy words of the Shulchan Aruch again. Pegamze ein tarash yifkom legamri, ad she ekotz la'ochlo, el afilu pogim ktas, even if it's pogim ktas, the halacha is, then it's eina oser taruvasa. So here the shach says something that made the category today is the Pri Chadash, that made the Pri Chadash go wild. Afilu pogim tzas, says zot eile geshach, avol dover shein eno sein tam lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam. What happens if it's an item that doesn't give over tam, neither l'shevach nor l'fkam? Aser kidekasa beis yoseh Hashem agos hashri. Now, at first glance, the shach isn't doing, you know, in the world, everybody says over the shach, the shach, the shach. What I had forgotten when they talk about the shach is, you gotta look back, it's really a beis yosef. Let's take a look just to contextualize it, in Sifkat and Dalit, Kuf Gimel Dalit, Kosov Ba'agos Hashrit, three lines in the beis yosef, Sifkat and Dalit, Kosov Ba'agos Hashrit, Perk Basad of Ozar, Nozitam Lefkam Mutter, Vim Eina Nozitam Tam, Lo Lefkam V'lo Lishvach Asur. If it's not no same time, lo lefkam lo lishvach, it's aser. Okay, so it's a black on, it's agos hashri, already quoted by the Beis Yosef. We're going to see in a moment why the Pri Chadash was still upset at the shach nevertheless. Ubetaras chatas, kal pehe din chapez, b'shem ha'raya, shem ha'zuruah, v'nirali raya, and the shach says, I like it because I got a beferish raya. Mimai de kaimalon, de ein begidim v'no same time, that the halacha is, on the one hand, we paskin that the gid anasher doesn't give off tam. If I feel hachi kaimon the gufa shall get sheni muach. If you have a gid anasher that has been liquefied, sarashishim negdo ukedil il samachay samachtes. So the shach brings a very strong raya from the halach of gid anasher sheni muach. In discussing this with Rav Shachter yesterday, he pointed out that just chavivas to quote the insight from one's rabbi. Obviously, this is only in a case of where the gid hanasher being nimuach, the gid anasha, if it's by itself and you eat it, then that's absolutely nothing. Then it's ein beno sein, or it, let me rephrase that. If you have a gid anasha that's cooked with a piece of meat, so then in such a case it doesn't give up any time. However, over here in this case, you have a gid anasha that was liquefied, that was poured into a taruvah. So it was poured into a taruvah. So then the halacha is that you need shishim. Says the shach, wait a second. Why is it that you're going to need shishim? Ain't begidin no santan. So there's no tam here. So halachically it's not significant. So it must be that the rule of no santan lefgam is that it has to give off tam pogum. If it doesn't give off tam pogum, so then in such a case, it has a regular dinim of no santan lishvach, even though we know it's not no santan lishvach, but it has the din of no santan lishvach. And mamela, the halach is that you mishar it like shishim. In contrast, so if you had a piece of meat that was spoiled and it was nimuach and then you put it into a taruvas, so then in such a case you wouldn't even need shishim keneged because there the time that it gave off was pogum. Ad kan divrei hashach. Any clarification necessary? It's a little bit, there are a few details over here, but the first time you learn it, it's sometimes a little bit confusing. So this is what the shach says. So that's sif katan beis. Comes along the prima gadim and the sif seidas. And he says, he has a nice pun over here. Hine hamichas koim, hisigalof, apri chadosh, os beis, choro apo ubeshach. Pri chadosh didn't like the minchas koim, and he didn't like the shach. V'kosiv d'ishtabush kahani. I read it quickly the first time, but it's beautiful. D'ishtabush kahani. These kahanim, or and these men have made a mistake. In other words, Sifsei Kohen and Minchas Kohen. The Kohanim here have gotten confused. The Hakavana lo l'shvach v'lo l'fkam. When the Hagos Hashvi said lo l'shvach v'lo l'fkam, haynu shetaymo nirgish, ela she'eno lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam. It gives off a taste, but the taste it gives off is entirely bland. So then in such a case, asur, then it's going to be asur. But if it doesn't give off any taste, like Giranosha, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So the Pre-Chadosh disagrees. We're going to learn this as a machlokas between the Pre-Chadosh and the Shach. Another one. Today is the day of machlokas Pre-Chadosh and Shach. So another machlokas Pre-Chadosh and Shach that the Pre-Chadosh says the only time that Gos Hashvi said that there's going to be a problem is when it gives off tam, but that tam is not lefkam or leshvach. But if it doesn't give off anything, then it's not halachically significant, and then you follow the regular rules of rov, and if the item has been already removed, then it didn't go off anything into the taruvos. This is the objection of the Prima Gadim. Let's see how the Aruch HaShulchan brings down this machlokas. Let's take a look. It's in our booklet. So in Simin Kuf Gimel Sif Katan Tes, the Aruch HaShulchan presents as follows. Im eina no sein tam, lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam, haskomas gedolei achronim, dahavik no sein tam l'shvach v'osan. So Aruch HaShulchan upsets the Pre-Chadosh, and he says, the haskomas gedolei achronim is to be machmir. V'yesh mi shematir. And then he quotes interesting placey. V'yesh mi sheomer, d'meheter rov mutter v'im lav osir. And the place he says, well, it depends. If it's still in there, so then in such a case, if the heter is rov, then it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, it's going to be aser. Even if there's only tam, it's still going to be aser if it's rov. And then he concludes, medivu rabbeinu arama. I'm not going to be mefalpal in this. Besof simin kuf amdal mashkadei rishona. I'll just say over his diuk, shekos avshon, the calls over mashkin shayayin vachomets there, he's talking about yayin nesach, if you have yayin nesach that's mixed in, hu bohem l'shvach, o shena pogem, avol imu l'fgam. So the Ramah says that if it's something that's pogem, so then in such a case, then it's going to be heter, mashma, that if it's pariv, then in such a case it'll be a problem. Harei shehivshe, hishve, ena pogem, v'no sein tam l'shvach. He equates the case of Eina Pogim to Nosin Tam Shvach. So the Aruch HaShulchan is Nota L'Chumra Kedas HaShach against the Pre-Chadosh. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkatin Yutes, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yonah, I just want to finish the whole topic. Sifkatin Yutes, the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. V'zeh shekosav, shedover shein Nosin Tam klal, kamo ragle devorim. The Aruch HaShulchan just clarifies the case of Ragle Devorim, that everybody holds its mutter because it ain't lo tam klal. So he just explains, she'ein oser lo amachlo achlidar pashatu. Ve'ein zed dom alamashin is bar v'sivtes. It's not the same thing as sivtes. The dover she'ein o lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam havel ki l'shvach. He says, maybe you'll get confused. I'm reading Zaruch HaShulchan because originally I was confused about this. He said, maybe you'll get confused and you'll say that the case of the legs of Devorim, the Ramah says, is no tam at all, and therefore it's a Gligamri Mutter. But over here also, in the case of Sifkat and Beis in the Shach, it's neither Latam or Lashvach. He says, no. The Hasam, in the case of the Shach, in his Machlokis, with the Pre-Chadosh, Vade denosen ezen atam. It does give off a tam. V'rak atam azeinim osef bo, lo shvach lo lefkam. Avol bekan, but by the dvorim, enosen tam klal, uke eitz ba'alma. But in the case of the legs, so then in such a case, it's eitz ba'alma, and according to Avreichim Yikorim, it's atzamos lefitesis. The Aruch HaShulchan adds the following, ach lefima shekosav ashach, one thing we didn't take care of, and that is how in the world is the Pre-Chadosh going to deal with Gid Hanoshe? At the end of the day, the Shach has a raya that when it comes to Gid Hanoshe, if it's Nimuach, the halacha is that it's going to be Aser. So Pre-Chadosh says, that's Xeris HaKosov. That's Xeris HaKosov of of Gid HaNosh. And the Gzeres HaKasa is not only that you're not allowed to eat a Gid HaNosh that doesn't have tam, but the Gid HaNosh itself is going to be Oser. And the Aruch HaShulchan just adds, the aim be Gid HaNosh and tam, Varei Ais Balma, who can avoid B'shach Atzma, who Ulai Lav Bedafku, Vachi Pirusha, Inin HaShevach, who Keitz Balma, and Lekom Mokom, no saying Ezetam. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Shach who is medame to Eitz Ba'alma is not talking about Mamish Eitz Ba'alma, because then it would be the same thing as Ragle Devarim. So he says what the Shach means is that the Halacha Ein Begidim Nosetam is Dome to Eitz Ba'alma, but it doesn't mean Eitz Ba'alma Mamish. Okay, how exactly your Magdir it will depend, and I wasn't aware of this Tosis, but this Tosis might be connected to the topic as well. Yes, Rabbi Yom. Really?
Yeah, it's he's passing that. I mean, the machlokes of regards on the shaft is just in something that is mamash keitz ba'alma. Somebody doesn't give any time. Rekhlesh is masking, but Rekhlesh's whole shot is that this thing that's us is something that does give time, which is not a shaft or a gun.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Wait, just let me explain to everybody what you. I didn't mean to be sholo what you just said. I was following his marmikomos. His marmikomos say that most achronim follow the shach, but Rabbi Yamin is pointing out a good point, and that is there is a distinction between something that doesn't give off any tam at all versus something that gives off a tam, but the tam is neither l'shvach nor lefgam. And the reisha of the Aruch HaShulchan, where he says Askamas Gedol Echronim, reads as follows: Im Eina Nosen Tam Lo Leshevach Lo Lefgam Haskamas Gedol Echronim Dehavik Nosen Tam Leshvach. In other words, it gives off tam, but the tam that gives off is one that is negligible. And then he says V'yesh Mishamatir. Let's read over the Aruch HaShulchan again. Then he says V'yesh mishmatir, and then he says V'yesh mishomer dimahet to rov mutar v'im lav aser afshel ena guf sham yisur sham elatayim o bilvad. So what I see, I'm not sure if this is what you meant to say, Rabbi Yamin. What I see is that he quotes the askamas gedolei achronim is that when you have something that's not no same tam lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam, but it gives off a tam, so then in such a case as it didn't no same tam l'shvach. He, if you look at him the way he has it, he has the shach, and he has the shach. It might be a machlokis between him and the Prima Gadim. You're understanding it from the Prima Gadim. I'm just... Rabosai, bottom line, Rabosai, I understand what the Talmidim are arguing about. And I see where you're coming from, Rabbi Yamin. I think I understand where you're coming from. But bottom line for the Talmidim Ayikarim, the names are less important to me. This is not about being Magdir Shita Sarajba versus Shita Saritva. The bottom line, in terms of the halacha is that the Aruch HaShulchan rules that when you have a case where there is tam that is given off, and that tam that is given off is neither l'shvach nor l'ftam, it's a parvitam, so then in such a case, even though it's a parvitam, the halacha is that it is aser. Which shita that falls in, I understand what Rabbi Yamin is bothered by. I'm less concerned now what name to call it. But I think I understand you. But once again, I don't want to get too curtailed. Okay. So this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. Tough. This comes up in the Shailos HaTshuvos and in the Halacha LaMaisa in the Tshuvos of Ramesha Zatzal. Now we're going to bring together a couple of tshuvas that we've already discussed, but what we're going to do is in one of them be mashlim something that we missed, that we discussed almost all of the tshuva, but we left out one part. And another, we're going to make reference to a tshuva that we discussed very briefly in terms of Eim Vatlan Eslechatchila, and discuss the expanded issues that Ramosha raises, as well as give a basic outline what the diunim are halacha l'maisa today. The two issues are, the first one that I was referring to is what Ramosha raises in Yaradeya Chelek Beis Simen Chav Dalet, and that we discussed in regards to the shellac that is put on the candies, and we have discussed that in quite a bit of detail, the halachos, as far as that's concerned. But there was one thing that in that Shuvah that we had not discussed that Rav Moshe raises. We mentioned that the shellac doesn't have any time at all. We pointed out that it comes out actually from the sap, that a bug eats and comes back out, etc., etc. Shalav hayotze min ha'asur is asur or not. In that Shuvah, Dibra Maschil Ach, if you turn to the second page, Dibra Maschil Ach, Rav Moshe asks on one of his heterim. Rav Moshe says, in Dibar Maschel Ach, Ach Afim Neimam Shemikom Akam Asur, even if you're not going to accept what my son-in-law, Rav Tendler Shlita, said in regards to the fact that the sap isn't even digested by this insect, it's going to be batel. So if it's something that doesn't give off time, says Rav Moshe, it doesn't have to taruvus. So Rav Moshe knows that somebody's going to come along and he's going to ask on him from a shach. He says the shach is wrong, as the pri chadash asks, shevi apri megadim. If it doesn't give off any time at all, so then in such a case, then for sure it's going to be mutter. By Mavin Yavin, Rabbi Yavin pointed out, as Rav Moshe assumes, that the shach is talking about even if it doesn't give off any time at all. Doesn't give off any time at all. But the shach still is oser if it doesn't give off any time at all. Either way, however you're masbir the shach, bottom line is, Rav Moshe says, even the most stringent reading of the shach is against me, and that is that if it doesn't give off any time, it's still oser according to the shach. So Rav Moshe asks on himself, how could I say that any type of these types of shellacs and so on and so forth are going to be mutter if at the end of the day it's still awesome once we learn from Gidim Nos and Tam that if the item is in the Taruvus and it's not Pogame, automatically it's awesome. So Rav Moshe says a big chiddush. In Dibar Maskel v'tzarech lomar, v'tzarech lomar shemefarech hashach b'tam nimuach hagid shetzarech shishim u'mishun da'achar shenimuach enu nikr shu gid. Where does Rav Moshe say, I'm looking for one other part. Shalachain Asru Meagzer Shagazru Kaigavna Bemino, the right where I left off, where I stopped a moment ago. Shagazru the Kaigavna Bemino Otueno Mino Ap Shalekatan Bemino. Says Rav Moshe, this shach does not make sense if it's min bisheno mino. If it's min bisheno mino, it has to give off time. If it doesn't give off time, why is it asr? Says Rav Moshe, this is a gzera of the shach. Of min b'mino, not min b'she'eno mino. But einach anami, when you have the shellac, which is min b'she'eno mino, if it doesn't give off time, then the pre-chadash is absolutely right. And they all misunderstood the shach, because the shach must have been talking about the case of min b'mino, not min b'she'eno mino. And if it's a case of min b'mino, then in such a case, there's reason to be machmir. Why? Because min b'mino, there's never time. If there's never time, so then in such a case, they're machmir. Now, maybe in Yavin that's a massive chiddush, because usually we're more make on min b'mino than min b'shein amino. But this is Rav Moshe's chiddush, again, quoting from our predecessors, Shlita, Rav Miller, Shlita thought that it's a very difficult read back into the shach. He thought it was extremely difficult, but this is one of the most important foundations for Rav Moshe's, quite a few of Rav Moshe's heterim in Taruvas, is Rav Moshe believes in many of the instances that will qualify as, if it doesn't give off tam, it will be heter gomor. Aye, the shach never said it by mimishen omino. It only said mim b'mino. So this is a very important marmakum for Rav Moshe. This same issue appears in regards to a different shuva that we've already made reference to, but we didn't discuss the details. And that is Rav Moshe, we finally get to Rav Moshe's famous shuvas in regards to blended whiskey, in regards to scotch. In Yoredeah, Chelek Aleph, Simin, Samach Beis, Rav Moshe has a fascinating give and take. I'll tell you the context that we discussed this before, this tshuva before. It's a fascinating give and take with Rav Teitz Zatzal. Rav Teitz is the Rav in Elizabeth, and Rav Miller's addition to the opening paragraph, I'll read you the words, and I'll tell you Rav Miller's editorial on the opening paragraph. Kibalti michtovo hayikar b'dvar yayin sarak blended, she tachat hashkachato osim blended shlo b'taruvas yayin v'glitzerin. That Rabbi Teitz wanted to start, this is what, when I'm not just translating, I'm adding Rabbi Miller's editorial. And that is that Rabbi Teitz wanted to start a company that would make blended whiskey with a hashkacha, that there wasn't any problem. There are two major problems with blended whiskey. Number one is that, as we're going to discuss, there are times that there is wine that is added into the scotch. Question is how. That's going to be important to discuss. And therefore we have a problem with Yayin Nesach, Aleph. Bays, as Ramesha just mentioned in the opening line, glycerin. Now, glycerin today, most people think of glycerin as being a sugar derivative. It's something that's used for sugar. But in the process of making whiskey, it is also used, as Ramesha says in this tshuva, it's also used to smoothen the whiskey, to make the whiskey smoother to go down. So Rabbi Teitz wanted to start his own line, and he wanted Ramesha to come aboard and say that all the other scotches are treif. So Ramesha concludes that Rabbi Teitz is doing the right thing by encouraging him to make a blended scotch with hashkacha. But at the end of the day, Ramesha says miikur dedina. He believes that the scotches at that time, we're talking in the 1940s or so, or 50s, that the scotches are okay to drink as is. As a child, when my father taught me, when we used to go to the Amshin of a Rebbe, and our Rav, Rabbi Adler, the Chassidish Shtiblach, they were very, very makbid on this. This is one of the things that they never accepted from Ramesha, is they only would have straight whiskey. They would not have blended scotch, because a blended scotch had all these shilas, but when I was a child, almost everybody, except for Chassidim, drank the blended scotch, because you had the heter from Ramesha. So this is the heter. It's Simin Samach Bey, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, and Ramesha's tshuva is also relevant to this day on a newer issue with whiskeys, and that's in regards to whiskeys that are made in sherry casks. So that's also going to come up. Ramesha is relevant as well. So let's connect it to our sugya. First of all, we saw this tshuva where Ramesha discusses, well, if you have bittul, what about the problem of Eim Avatla Nisar Chatchila? So we already know Ramesha Shita, and we made reference to this tshuva, that Ramesha says that since the Goyim are making it for others, and Jews aren't the primary consumers, so in such a case, there's no problem of Eim Avatla Nisar Chatchila, and I, Ramesha, could say that's mutter, and you could even, in theory, give a hashkach on it, leaving aside other shilas, but so there's no problem of Eim Avatla Nisar Chatchila. So that Ramesha says on the next page, after, again, Siman Samach Beis, the next page is Umitzad Chshash Tarvus. Right above it is Umidin Eim Avatlanis Lechatzchila on the third column. So Ramesha repeats what we've discussed from him in this tshuva before. What's most relevant for today's sugya is the glycerin. So says Ramesha, Umitzad Chshash Tarvus glycerin. Hine glycerin hu davar she'ena no sein tam klal. He says this glycerin doesn't give off tam at all. Begamu rak ma'at. The only reason they put it in order for it to be easy to swallow. And so therefore Ramesha says that this is going to be mutter. Presumably, Ramesha again is working off of his shita that we saw before. And that is that if you have an item that's being put in that's neither l'shvach nor l'fkam, but it's being put in for other reasons. It's mamish like giranasha, and this is like the way Rabbi Yamin explained, well, the shach, that it's not there for, it doesn't give off any time at all. Nevertheless, the shach was also, but Ramesha nevertheless, l'shitaso, is madcha the shach. He says the prechadish is the pashtus, and he rereads the shach. Now Ramesha doesn't do this in this tshuva, but presumably, divrei Torah manim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher, Ramesha will go back to what he, or will go ahead, back to the future. funny to visualize Ramesha as Michael J. Fox. So Ramesha would suggest that later on he's going to explain what he says over here, that the halacha is that it's mutter. Now, Ramesha then goes on and quotes a big discussion in Achron, just to round out the picture. I feel very guilty. Rav Miller spent a lot of time discussing whiskeys, and we didn't do it at all. So now in these 5-10 minutes, I'll try to get the basic picture. So in regards to this tshuva, Rav Moshe then goes on and says, he holds a mikra d'dina, we follow the halacha that everyone is well aware of. If you take a look in the beginning of the tshuva, and that is, or you might be aware of, that the halacha is that in general, yayin is batal b'shisha. Now this appears in Or HaChaim as well. Because if you want to know whether you make a bar priya gafen or not, so in the beginning of the reishas in Or HaChaim, so in Hilchos Brachos, so if you have a mixture of wine and water, so 1/6 wine is in such a case going to be considered wine. This is a nafkamina. If you're mixing, let's say you don't have enough grape juice or wine and so on and so forth, you would have to know how much water has been put into the grape juice and wine. But every once in a while, your wife will ask you, are you allowed to add water to the grape juice? So as long as you have 1/6 of, let's talk about wine, because wine is simpler, 1/6 of wine to the water, so in such a case, the halacha is considered wine, and you can make a bari priya gafen. So that's the rule of thumb. So it says, Rav Moshe, that's mikra d'dina, and therefore, in regard to the other shaila, the yayin nesech shebo, so Rav Moshe says, I have no problem, mikra d'dina, as long as there's 1/6. He then goes on and points out that there is a shach that at first glance seems to be more machmir, that says that when you add for taste, the halacha is that you need shishim, okay, so that gets back, that relates to our sugya, but it's in the sugya of Yayin Nesech, and we can't get into those details. The shach that appears in Kuf Lamed Aleph Chaf Aleph, so Ramesha points out that shach was only talking about being mosif into a tavshil, it's not talking about being mosif into a lach. So therefore, Ramesha says, Meikir Dedina, you don't have to be kosher for the shach. He then quotes that there are achronim who do learn the shach that way, the Mata Yehonah's son, and Ramesha then concludes the tshuva and says as follows. Ramesha says, there are many reasons to be machmir, but nevertheless, all of those reasons are chumras, and the Meikir Dedina, one can drink from these blended scotch. There's no problem in terms of the glycerin, and there's no problem in terms of the yayin nesach, and therefore Ramesha concludes, and he gives Rabbi Taitze Yashukayach for his idea to be Mahader, but at the end of the day, he will not stop making a L'chaim, according to Rav Shechter, on his birthday. Rav Shechter, that Rav Moshe Zatzal would make a L'chaim with his family, and they would give him blended scotch, and Rav Moshe would make a L'chaim with his family on the blended scotch. Rav Moshe makes reference to this. He says that he doesn't, when people offer him blended scotch, he doesn't not take it as Metzi Ki Yehura. He thinks it's Metzi Ki Yehura. If he wouldn't take it, and therefore he makes a l'chaim even on the blended scotch, but yashikach that you would do something amad, and that's how Ramesh concludes the tshuva. Today, there is a big discussion, and that is one of the most common issues that happens with scotch today, is we know all of the ingredients, but the problem is, and there doesn't seem to be the issue of glycerin anymore, but the issue now is an issue of how the whiskey is made. It seems that the scotch makers believe that the best way of enriching the whiskey is by putting them in casks that have been made with wine. And those casks are called sherry casks. And that is the major issue today, major discussion today in regards to many of the blended whiskeys. Bottom line, Rav Shechter told us on Shabbos, it's interesting, one of the only questions in Kashrus, I don't know, Sron, maybe you could explain this, it has nothing to do with basketball. Every single boy in the Tivarius asked me about Kashrus. Shana Aleph boys asked me about Kashrus, have all asked me about blended whiskeys. One boy came over to me, and he said to me, he wants me to show him Ramesh's tshuva on, he asked me to show you Ramesh's tshuva on Mamzer, it's going to be hard for me to find. But he asked me to show him Ramesh's tshuvas on sherry casks. So, for some reason, it's a lot on the boy's mind, which, interestingly, Rav Shechter on Friday night in the Tiv, someone asked about drinking on Purim. He went off for 2 minutes about that he's gone to weddings and the boys are drinking. I've complained about this here as well, right? I've complained about this. So, Baruch Shekivanti. So he went off about that. But for some reason, one of the boys raised his hand, sure enough, in question and answer. One of the first questions that was in question and answer of Rav Shechter Friday night was, what's the story with whiskey and sherry casks? So Rav Shechter reviewed exactly the way Rav Miller presented it about 4 or 5 years ago here in the Kollel, and that is as follows. He said the issue is as follows. The way Rav Miller presented is Rav Shechter was one of the machmirim in the OU, because Rav Shechter said that lechatchila the OU should follow the more stringent position that Rav Moshe himself had advocated, and not rely on the rule of one b'shisha, and therefore the halacha would be that one should not use sherry casks, don't give ashkacha on blended whiskey that's made in sherry casks, because there is some tam that is going inside, even though that tam is minuscule. But it's latam, and since it's there latam, therefore the halacha should be, that should be aser. Rav Miller then reported that some had done research, and they understood that the wine and the sherry casks was actually a different phenomenon. This was how Rav Miller thought the metzius actually was. And that is that Rav Miller, based on some research from some other people, thought that the way in which the sherry casks are introduced is for a totally different reason. And that is they use casks that have housed sherry, because if the barrels were entirely wood, fresh wood, then the wooden taste, which mumchim enjoy in their scotch, would be too strong. And the way in which the wooden taste is softened, it's lighter, but it still exists, if you use a cask that has already been soaked with sherry. L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is, do you want the sherry in your scotch? So Rav Miller said that the latest research seemed to suggest that the reason why they do it is to have a softer type of wood, but they're not interested in the sherry itself. And then Rav Shechter Friday night said that he from the OU had called with one of the rabbanim, one of the blenders in Scotland, and the secretary picked up, and they asked the secretary why do they use sherry casks? So she laughed, and Rav Shechter's words. And in a very heavy Scottish English, she said, because people enjoy wine. So then she said, but wait a second, I really shouldn't be giving you this information. I should send you to the chemist. So they asked the chemist, and Rav Shechter said, the chemist said it was because that people don't want the heavy taste of the wood. So it was exactly the same maso matan that Rav Miller had suggested. After the question answers with the Talmidim, and after we gave them Musar about drinking, so then I just asked Rav Shechter, so what is the Anhaga today in the OU? He said the Anhaga seems to still be, if I understood him correctly, the Anhaga is still to be choshesh, that not to give Ashkacha on these things with sherry casks, because it's still not vados. The way Rav Shechter took it is, even though one was the secretary and the other was the chemist, but at the end of the day, he said he wasn't convinced that the vados, it was for sure not that yayin nesach, and therefore the lechatchila of Ramosha is that the hashkacha wouldn't give hashkacha on even a minuscule amount of yayin nesach. Finally, let's see the psak on the Chachmas Adam about the shach and the pri chadash on the second to last page, in Nun Dalid. Dalid, the Chachmas Adam says as follows, Avo dover shiesh lo tam, ubitavshil ze eino lo l'shevach v'lo l'tam, aser, to mikol makom no sein tam she'eno pogim. This, I think Rabbi Yomi will be happy with the Chochmas Adam's formulation. He says that if you have something that gives off tam, which is neither l'shevach nor pogim, then it's aser. Avol dover shenis yavish, ve'ein lo tam klal, harezek eitz ba'alma, ve'ein aser, afilu im nimuach gufa yisr, chutz migir anasha, that's I think Rabbi Yom likes it, so eventually we got to Hagdara that you like. But what is important for us right now, the Chachmas Adam rules like the Pri Chadash against the Shach, and therefore we have once again the Chachmas Adam like Ramosha. However, as I jotted on the side of this Chachmas Adam, I have a Chachmas Adam, like I have a couple of volumes where the only thing I write, Bli Neder, is what I hear directly from Rav Nevinson. This way I won't confuse what's my own with what is his. You have to be very, very careful about doing that. So the svarim I use when I learn from him, I don't write anything else in except what I hear directly from him, so I won't get confused. So this is the one that I learned from him. So Rav Nevensal, when I asked him about the Ramesher, Rav Nevensal was not so excited about Ramesher and glycerin, coming back to glycerin. And Rav Nevensal thought that even if the Pri Chadash is right, that the halacha is that if it's not there for a tam at all, it's going to be mutter. Rav Nevensal is an interesting chumrah, which one could be mefalpel in the Beis Medrash. He believes that this whole discussion is only a bidyeved. If what happened was there was such a tam that had fallen in, so then in such a case, the halacha is as above. However, Rav Nevensal says, the moment in which the manufacturer puts it in for a purpose, he puts it in because he wants you to have an ingredient that's going to help it go down, then even the prichadash would be oser. So Nevensal comes l'chumra by end-running this entire discussion, that everything in the prichadash and the shach is on some level bidyevet. It happened, there was a mixture, but if it was put in, now I'm very careful, not to add words to what Rav Nevensal says, but l'chura, what he's coming from, is achshave, that there's some type of achshave that once they put it in as an ingredient, then the halacha is going to be different. Ramesha did not hold that way. But Rav Nevensal thought that he himself would not rely on using, in other words, according to Rav Nevensal, this pri chadash and shach is not relevant in all the above ingredients. If a manufacturer puts in something, then automatically, if it's being done for the process of eating itself, like in the case of glycerin, the way Ramesha described, is to help it go down, so in such a case, Nevensal v'machmer. I didn't do more research to find out if this is a das yachid, or this is something that many other poskim work with as well. Clearly, Ramesha disagrees. Adayin Tzarech Yoser Iyun. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Imirtze Hashem, we're gonna hit the gas a little bit on Monday. Monday, now you have a little bit more time to go through the rest of. I would like to even finish Kuf Gimel on Monday, and then go on to Kuf Dalet. Ramesha pointed out to me correctly that we didn't spend enough time on Kavush, which is in the beginning of Kuf Hei, so we'll also go to Kuf Hei as well. Yeah, we're doing this.
So could that be where Nevensal's coming from? Because this thing doesn't have pound, but you found a way to get, but you're getting out, but you're being net from it.
I hear. Let's say, you're talking about him going to phase, right?
Yeah.
So you said.
I hear.
Because
he didn't use the word tarulis, but that's right. You should put them in the tarshul.
Right,
but like you're